The Gospels According to Love, audio, Matthew 15, What Harms? Then came the scribes and Pharisees of Jerusalem to Jesus, saying, Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat. Jesus answered, Why do you also transgress the commandment of love by your tradition? Love commanded, Honor your mother and father. Those who curse father or mother, let them die the death. You say, Whoever says to their mother or father, It is a gift by whatever you profit by me. And honor not their father or mother, they shall be free. Thus you made the commandment of love to no effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah say of you, These people draw close to love with their lips, but their hearts are far from love. In vain they do worship love, teaching for doctrines and commandments of men. Jesus called to the multitudes, hearing, hear and understand, it is not that which goes into the mouth that harms you, but that which comes out of the mouth that harms you. Jesus' disciples came to him, saying, Do you know that the Pharisees became offended after they heard that saying? Jesus answered, Every plant that my love has not planted must be rooted up. Let them alone, for they are blind leaders, and the blind lead the blind. Both fall into the ditch. Peter answered, Declare to us this parable. Jesus said, Are you also without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly, then is cast out of the body? Those things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. They can harm you. Out of the heart proceeds thoughts of hate, murders, adulteries, fornications, thievery, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things that harm you. To eat with unwashed hands does not harm someone. Jesus went from there and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. A woman of Canaan came out of the same coast crying to Jesus, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of Love. My daughter is grievously vexed with hate. Jesus answered her not a word. His disciples came and asked him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. Jesus answered, I am sent only for the lost children of love. She came and worshipped him, crying, Lord, help me. Jesus said to her, It is not good to take children's bread and then cast it to dogs. She replied, True, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fell from their master's table. Jesus answered, O woman, great is your faith. Be it to you even as you will. Her daughter became whole from that very hour. Jesus departed from there and came close to the Sea of Galilee. There he went up to a mountain and sat down. Great multitudes came to Jesus, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. They cast them down at Jesus' feet. Jesus healed them. The multitude became filled with wonder when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed become whole, the lame walk, the blind to see, and they glorified love. Jesus called his disciples to him, saying, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me 3 days and have had nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting. They may faint on the way. Jesus' disciples said to him, Where do we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? Jesus asked, How many loaves have you? They answered, 7 and a few fish. Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. He then took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, and broke them. Then he gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. All did eat and become filled. They took up of the broken meat left 7 baskets full. Those who ate numbered 4,000 men, along with their women and children. Jesus then sent the multitude away. He and the others took ship and came to the coast of Magdala.